Well, hello there, stranger.
There's no need for you to be afraid. I'm not here to hurt you or steal from you or any of that sketchy shit, so just calm down. Look at me. I'm all alone, sitting in nothing but this long coat. What could I possibly do to someone like you? You want to see if I'm hiding anything under the coat? Well, I hate to break it to you, but I'm hiding a lot under this coat. But I guess I technically plan to show you eventually, so might as well do it now. You look a little shocked, baby. Now are you willing to come and listen to me? You can stare at me in my lingerie all you want. It's okay. Oh, come on, you can get closer than that. I don't bite. Hard. Who am I? Well, I am Hope. Your girlfriend. Well, your future girlfriend, to be completely clear. Yeah, you can pick your jaw up off the floor. Yeah, I mean, I'm from the future. And no, there's nothing to worry about or to screw up. Just trust me, it's all very complicated. And to be honest, I didn't come all this way to give you a lesson in time travel. So, don't think about it too much. Oh, that's not why you were so amazed. Oh, stop it. I am so telling future you that. I'm glad you think I'm too hot for you, but I gotta say, you're really selling yourself short there, handsome. I knew you'd like my lipstick. I asked future you about his favorite things about me, and I gotta say, you don't stand a chance, sir. You are gonna catch feelings so fucking hard. I almost feel bad for you. Why am I here? Golly gee, you got a lot of questions, don't you, baby? Well, I'm here to have some fun with my dear old boyfriend before he even knew who I was. Call it curiosity. Okay, well, I mean, technically, I can tell you about all this stuff because all you're going to remember in the morning is a super hot dream and a vague recollection of the best sex of your fucking life. Well, yeah, this is kind of common in the future, not going to lie. As soon as we heard we couldn't really influence the past, time travel was less about problem solving, you know, killing Hitler, and more about reliving good moments and just having fun. Oh, darling, it's okay. I know it's a lot to process. Just take your time. Oh, okay, you're taking your pants off. Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, future you is telling me that I'm the insatiable one. Okay, yeah, that sounds fucking likely. Yeah, okay, I did travel back in time for some dick. Like, I so, sure, fine. Oh, God. Come here. Oh, God, I love how hard you always get for me. You're allowed to look at me, you know. Keep seeing you move your eyes away. Do you take a quick peek at my titties? I'm your girlfriend, remember? I want you to look at me. That's better. Love having your eyes on me. Do you want me to press my tits together? I know how much you like my tits, silly. I know basically everything about you. It's kind of creepy, actually. Like, for example, I know how much you like it when I kiss and bite on your neck. And how much you enjoy it when I take your hands and guide them to my big spank glass. Look me in the eyes, baby. Come on. I want you to smack your slutty little girlfriend's ass. Good boy. Thank you, baby. Now, are you ready for the real thing? Oh, sorry. Let me clarify. By real thing, I mean, are you ready to get your cock sucked dry by the future love of your life? Aw, you're so sweet. Of course you don't have to use a condoms. Condoms? How many dicks do you have? Jesus Christ. I guess I'm nervous. I'm sorry. But anyway, you don't have to use a condom, alright? This mouth is all yours. Trust me. God. I love having my hands on your cock. I bet you want those pretty little lips wrapped around the base of your cock, don't you? Then why don't you grab my head and make me? Go ahead. Don't be scared. Oh, you're so gentle. I can take a lot more than this, you know. Don't be afraid of hurting me. I can take it. Trust me. Here, how about this? You just chill out for a sec, and I'm gonna take your cock all the way down my throat. And then I'm gonna use my tongue, and I'm gonna lick your balls at the same time. That way, I'll be sure that you're not overthinking things. Okay? I bet you like that. Wanna do it again? Okay, but you're gonna have to push my head down this time, alright? Oh my god. Oh, holy fuck, that was a big load. Oh, I'm thick too. God damn, I barely got it down in one go. Shit, feeling a little lightheaded. Oh no, you don't have to feel bad for coming. I loved it. I loved it. Come here. Because, I mean, I wouldn't give you the best blowjob of your life if I didn't want you to come, now would I? That would just be cruel. You don't think I'm cruel, do you? I didn't think so. Fuck your heart again. Kissing me really gets you that excited? God, I love you so much. How's about I get out of this pesky lingerie so you can see me in all my glory? Okay. This strap's weird on this one. Give me a sec. There we go. Alright. Ta-da! What do you think? Oh, God. Speechless? Okay, well, how about you show me what you think instead? I'm just gonna lie down and spread my legs all the way open, just like this. Oh, I didn't mention I was this flexible, huh? Well, You can bend my body however you want. And I will take it like a good little slut should. But for now, I want you to get on top of me and dick me down as good as you can. Don't be shy. Come over here and fuck me, baby. Oh, there you go. Oh, good boy. Oh, you're such a good listener. Oh, I love that about you. Oh, yeah, don't worry about coming early, okay? Just do whatever makes you feel good, and I'll enjoy myself too, trust me. I'm just gonna put your hand down and rub my little clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, of course you can touch my tits, baby. My body, every fucking inch of it is yours. So you take what you want, okay? You grab, squeeze, and spank any part of me that you like. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, your mouth feels nice on my nipples. Shit. Oh, you can suck a little harder. Oh, that's better. Oh, I'll keep doing that. Oh, God. Can you feel my nails digging in your back? Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, you're so... Oh, God. Oh, you're fucking mine. Oh, hear me? You're mine. Oh, you fuck me like I deserve to get fucked, baby. Come on. Oh, pound me as hard as you can. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm close. I'm close. Just hold on a little longer. Don't come yet. Don't come yet. Don't come yet. Oh, God. Just resist. Oh, resist coming in my tight, hot little pussy. Oh, it's squeezing around throbbing cock, okay? Oh, just a little longer. Oh, you're doing great. You are doing so good, baby. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, don't change anything. Oh, don't move. Don't go faster. I mean, move. You know what I mean? Oh, fuck. Oh, just like that. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Oh, God. You're gonna make me come. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna make your girlfriend come all over that fucking cock. Oh, you're gonna make me come so fucking hard. Oh, keep. Oh, fucking. Oh, keep fucking me. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you can come inside of me. Oh, fill me up. Oh, give me that thick fucking cream pie. Oh, fuck, yeah, right there. Oh, that's it, that's it. Oh, good boy. Oh, thank you. Fuck. Oh, God. Can I just... Oh, lie down next to me. Oh, God. Oh, you're probably exhausted. And when you wake up, well, you'll probably be gone. And you won't remember me. But I want you to know that I absolutely loved it. Why did I visit you? Well, God, I knew you were gonna start asking questions soon. Okay. I kept most of the future stuff pretty vague because I didn't want you to get upset. I am from the future, but I didn't travel back in time in the way you think I did. I didn't use a time machine or anything like that. Time travel doesn't really, you know, exist yet. I didn't want you to start asking too many questions. I came to you through the memories of my boyfriend. He's temporarily uploaded parts of his memory, which I can experience, kind of like VR. Although it's much more complex and realistic than the VR from your time, of course. I wanted to see you. And I've been going back in time, you know, like, quite a few times now. Visiting several versions of you. From your 18th birthday all the way to when we got together. Look, future you is very sick. I didn't want to worry you with the details, but there's not a lot of hope right now. And you didn't want me to remember you the way that he is, the way you are, I guess, right now. So fucking typical of him, of you. He wants me to be happy, to revisit good memories of him and I, to make a few of our fantasies come true. Kind of like visiting a version of him, or I guess you again. Sorry, this is all still very confusing to me. I wanted to fulfill my fantasy of being with you before we knew each other. I wanted to see how different it would be. But every fucking memory, new or old, fantasy or reality, every memory with you is always just too good. And he didn't want me to be obsessed with him after he died. He didn't want to upload his memories because he knew that I would spend every single moment of my life living these amazing moments over and over again. So this is my last chance to make all these fantasies of mine come true. My last chance to be with you, even though you're not real. It felt real to me. And I'm guessing it felt real to you too, judging from the confusion and shock in your eyes. Of course, I will keep having real experiences with the real you until the very last moment, but to my mind, this is as real as sitting next to you in bed in the hospital. Getting to see you smile and enjoy yourself like that. There's not a thing, a person in the world that could convince me that something so magical is fake. Don't worry, baby. I will always keep fighting for you. And I will be with you until the very end. I promise. But for now, I hope you're willing to just kind of sit here with me in this simulation. And I guess pretend that everything's gonna be okay. I really need that right now. I love you. Now.